Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.
Look at that. I take one walk down the hallway and the place gets all festive up in here. There's Lederhosen, there are dirndls, there's a Miss Oktoberfest, there's our Oktoberfest president sitting in the studio now, Al Laurich. Boy, good to see all of you. Thanks for stopping by to say hi.
Nice to be here.
Now, Al, you're gonna be tapping a keg on Friday as president for the first time. I know you're experienced in this, but there have been injuries before. You remember, right? Yes. Not too many years ago, there was a thumb smash.
Yeah, oh. We did. We had it wasn't a very good situation. One of our presidents was tapping a keg early in the morning, and maybe it was because the night before.
Could have been.
Little, I think so.
Could
anyway,
have been.
He put his thumb in the wrong spot, and the mallet hit it. And it wasn't pretty.
You're not going to let that happen to you.
Absolutely not. I'm a professional.
That's right. Exactly.
What do you do in that situation? You just like dip it in Jägermeister and call Grand River? Or what do you do?
He had it bandaged up for the whole week.
Oh, no.
We kept giving him the thumbs up all week. It was great.
So the keg tapping, of course, happens on Friday. It launches into the festival, the 9-day festival, which is terrific. The big weekend, of course, includes the Thanksgiving Day parade Monday. Mm-hmm. And the change to it this year, the big change, of course, is we're going in the opposite direction.
Yeah, a route change and a direction change. So we're going to be starting at 8:30 in the morning on King and Cedar. We're going to be moving up towards Waterloo. When we hit Victoria Street, it will be turning right. And then on Weber Street, turn left, and it'll go up to Bridgeport and Weber. So obviously, if you're normally getting up early and on King Street in Waterloo, just head over to Weber Street.
Donations to the food bank, of course, again this year at the beginning and at the end.
That's correct.
That's what we'll be doing. And as we check in with our brand new Miss Oktoberfest, Holly Pearson, can I tell you, I'm stalking you on Facebook right now, and you checked in at the Concordia Club like 10 hours ago, so.
I know, it's been a busy, we haven't waited a moment to start this year's festival, that's for sure.
So how's it gone so far? I mean, this is an incredible time for you. I know it was a great journey for you to get to this point where and you were crowned on Friday at the Oktoberfest Gala. So how do you feel? How many of the 205 events do you have under your belt right now?
I couldn't tell you. Do we have a number? Yeah. I'm going to go with like at least 10 appearances, 20 maybe. Yeah, we're going to go for that. But I got started right away. I was very energized Friday night, and then I got about 3 hours of sleep and woke up early on Saturday to start the day. Got to meet a lot of my sponsors that day and go around. And then we even ended out at Uber House for the evening. So yeah, it's been wonderful, but definitely a lot of action going on.
I don't know if Lauren from Molson Coors knows how cruel she's being. So I've got in my hands right now, and it is cold, I might add.
What?
A tall boy.
Why are you near the beer?
Of the Lederhosen beer, which is an excellent beer. But you all know I'm beer free for 115 days, and those 115 days include Oktoberfest. Lauren, you can talk all you want about it. I can only hold this, and I can't tell you how badly
just
I want to open
it.
This, but I know, right? Anyway, but this was a great addition. This is only two or three years now it's been. This is the second year.
Yeah, so back by popular demand, last year was our first year. We brought back Lederhosen. So it's a 6.5% amber lager.
See, I think it's been 3 years because I drank so many of them last year. Yeah,
that's okay. So you'll just have, for this year, you'll just have to crack them and sniff them, but that's okay. So we've brought it back. It's great with the food pairings in the fest halls. And we all obviously by popular demand, we have Canadian and Coors and Rickards in the festivals as well. So
you guys are doing your program again with Grand River Transit as well?
Yeah, that's super important to us at Molson Coors. We want you guys to have a blast at Oktoberfest, but we also want to make sure that everyone gets home safe. So again, this year we've partnered with the GRT to make sure everyone gets the safe ride home. So they're running from 11 till 2 both weekends. For more information, visit grt.ca. But a great program that we have a lot of heart for.
We also better mention, too, that our 34th annual free Oktoberfest breakfast is happening at another brand new location this year. It's at Bingaman's on October 10th. And weather friendly, there is a seating area under the tent. There's free parking. Everything is free. And again, we ask for donations to the food bank. Much appreciated. So we'll see everybody on Saturday morning, too. You coming to that?
I will be.
All right. Good.
You ready for Friday afternoon with this keg tapping, Miss?
I'm very exciting.
Good
it starts
for you.
At, I think, 8:30 in the morning. And it goes all day. So, yeah, it's going to be great. Can't look more forward to it.
Mind your thumbs.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can't wait to roll out the barrel and get this thing started. Thanks so much for coming in today, all of you.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you.
Campbell and Farwell, mornings on Country 106.7.